you listening?
Shh.
It's me. Studio's empty right now, so I snuck on in here. Anyway, I figure if there's not going to be a funny sketch bit on the CD, like, at all, then I could put on a hidden bonus track. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I snuck on in here, and I found a recording of just, you know, some fooling around, and so I they don't know I did it, but I snuck it onto the back of the CD here. Yeah, so it's like a sort of a hidden bonus track. It's a fun little Monty Python song that they did, and they couldn't find a MIDI or a karaoke version for it, so they weren't going to throw it out here, but I put it on here. It's me. So you can enjoy it because of me.
Hey, I thought I told you to get out of here. What are you doing here?
No, nothing. I'm not touching anything.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything, no. No hidden bonus track or anything.
Wait. What do you mean a hidden bonus track?
I was just saying that, you know, a lot of musicians will do like a hidden bonus track at the back of their CDs, and maybe your CD could use one like that. Could be fun.
Okay, look. There's no such thing as a bonus track on a CD, okay? There's no set limit to how many songs have to be on a CD. I mean, have you ever heard a Rush CD? There's like 30 minutes of music on there. It's 6 tracks. It's however many tracks that the musician wants to put on there. Saying that there's a bonus track is just it's a marketing tool, okay? It's a way that they can advertise something that would be on there anyway as though it were something special to entice a few extra people to buy the CD. It's a cheap marketing gimmick. And as for a hidden track, well, it already says on the back of the label that there's a track here. It's not hidden, man. Okay? So, I mean, this is useless.
It could be fun. And, you know, people would like it. They could listen to the CD, and then the music would run out, and there'd be a couple minutes of quiet, and they'd be thinking, seems to be that the music is running a little long. Maybe there's a hidden track here. And then there'd be a hidden bonus track that they didn't know.
Yeah, okay, but see, most people are going to have this on their iPod.
Yeah, but...
And funny sketch bits and long pauses with no music don't work in an MP3 format, and that's what most people are going to be listening to this in.
Yeah, but not everyone will be listening to it, but a lot of people will listen to it as a CD, and then it can be fun as a CD, and if they download it onto their MP3 player, then they'll see, oh, well, there's a hidden track, and they can listen to it if they hadn't listened to it before. And if they don't, like, want a long drawn-out space on there, they don't have to check it onto their MP3 player. So you can put it on here, and it can be just sort of a hidden bonus track, something for the people
except
the CD to enjoy.
Yeah, that's fine and all, except it already says on the back of the CD that there's a track here, so it's not, if I was going to throw it on here anyway, it would be on there anyway. It doesn't matter. Why are you so insistent on trying to put this extra gimmicky stuff on the CD? This is just supposed to be parody music. Why are you so intent on putting this extra stuff on the CD?
I'm just trying to make it a good CD.
Yeah, but you've interrupted like 4 times now, and it's taking up space. Heck, I could have thrown out another couple songs anyway. That's what I was saying earlier. The funny sketch bits are just ways of taking up space to make it look like there's more stuff in here than there actually is. I could have actually added more stuff.
You know what?
If you hadn't come around and interfered.
You know what? I didn't want to come here anyway. You know what I wanted to be? I wanted to be a lumberjack.